This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkey is accusing the United States of trying to rewrite history by formally recognizing the Armenian genocide. President Joe Biden Saturday became the first U.S. president to use the word genocide in a statement on the day remembering the World War I era massacre. Armenians say 1.5 million of their people died in modern-day Turkey under the Ottoman Empire. Turkey denies there was a policy of genocide and puts the death toll at around 300,000. Biden's decision comes a day after his first phone call to Turkish President Erdogan, apparently to soften the blow. The two NATO allies agreed to meet on the sidelines of a NATO summit in June. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for calm on all sides after several nights of unrest in East Jerusalem. The Prime Minister Saturday also warned that Israel remains prepared for all scenarios after dozens of rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip towards Israel overnight and Israel fired back. Israeli Army says warplanes struck Gaza Saturday and 36 rockets were launched, the most in a single night this year. It follows the second night of clashes between Palestinians and police in Jerusalem over Ramadan restrictions. Several U.S. states are resuming use of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines. Indiana officials are giving it away to anyone 18 and older at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Saturday, home of the world-famous Indy 500. U.S. health officials said Friday they were lifting an 11-day pause on vaccinations under the J&J vaccine. Scientific advisors say the vaccine's benefit outweigh a rare risk of blood clot. This is VOA News. Leaders of Southeast Asian countries on Saturday reached agreement towards resolving the crisis in military-ruled Myanmar at an emergency meeting in Indonesia. Six heads of state and three foreign ministers met for 2 hours in Jakarta with Myanmar's top general and coup leader. The chair of the group says there are 5 points of agreement on a resolution plan. They include talks between opposition leaders, ending violence, allowing humanitarian help in the country, releasing political prisoners, and appointing a special regional envoy for the Myanmar crisis. But the military cracked down on anti-coup protesters on Saturday, killing at least one, according to a witness. There is anger over the invitation to Myanmar's junta leader to join the regional summit, the general's first overseas trip since he seized power. The country has been in turmoil since the military ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, leading to large protests demanding a return to democracy. A demonstration on motorbikes outside Myanmar's capital turned violent Saturday when police and soldiers opened fire. A local monitoring group says it adds to the more than 740 people killed since the coup. India has set another world record for daily coronavirus infections. Nearly 350,000 new cases were reported Saturday, the third straight day with a global record high mark. Patients and families are overwhelming New Delhi hospitals, with India facing a surging second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Doctors say there is now one death every 4 minutes in the capital city. India's health minister is calling for patients, saying there is no need to create panic and run to hospitals for minor issues. But some patients say they are being turned away. Officials say there is a shortage of beds, medical oxygen, and healthcare workers. Germany is the latest of several countries to restrict travel from India, following Canada, Britain, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait. Berlin's health minister said Saturday a new variant has made the South Asian country a coronavirus hotspot. German citizens will still be allowed to enter the country when arriving from India after testing and quarantine. And Disneyland Paris is reopening, not for major vacations, but for mass vaccinations. A new center opened Saturday, and it wasn't for Mickey and Minnie Mouse, rather firefighters and healthcare workers. Thousands of roller coaster riders are being replaced by thousands of shots into arms. Disneyland Paris has been closed since October. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.